The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. All right, ready? Hey, everybody, it's the Dumbfellas, and it's your favorite host in the whole wide world.
I'm out.
You can't be out. We haven't even started yet.
I'm out.
I don't even think I've said the name yet. Are you out? Are you in? Are you out or are you in?
I'm not here. Kill me. Kill me now, you stupid.
Because in the podcast industry, you're either out or you're in. Hey, everyone. It's Ken. It's me, Natty. Fun for Car. And we are here with the Dumbfellas, and it is the best night of the whole entire year. Why is that? Because I'm with my best friends. And why is that? Because I'm drinking a little rosé. And we're going to talk about some fun stuff tonight. But first, I can't talk without introducing y'all to my friends in the table. Who's here with me?
Well, this is your best friend in your ear, in your head, in your ear, in your world. It's Joe Carney. Kind of glad to be here.
Yay.
And to your immediate left is?
My immediate left, this is the birthday boy. This is Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Yahtzee.
Wait, Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Mr. 50,000.
Got a shot.
For his birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Cheers. I'm going to spill this.
Oh, whoa. Guys, we can't sing that song because it's got copyright. Happy birthday, Kevin Garifo, Mr. 50,000, Mr. Thirsty Man.
Woo, diggity
King
dog.
King of all bar shows.
King of bar shows.
How old are you right now?
I am 35 years old.
Oh.
I looked it up. Kevin can finally run for the U.S. House of Representatives.
Wait, who's talking? Who is that? Who that is?
This is everyone's pal, KP Burke.
Oh.
The worst part of the podcast, so I'm happy to be here.
Oh, your mom finally listened?
Yeah.
You know what? KP just brought it up, and I didn't know you realized. That's what he was waiting for, just this birthday. He's running for the House of Representatives.
Did you notice that Kevin got a job in local government the year leading up to his eligibility for the U.S. House of Representatives?
No, but I did notice that he took a shower this week. What's up, squeaky clean?
Oh, you did?
I take a shower every day.
What's every day?
Twice a day.
Wow.
You smelled a little different.
What's up, Kevin, money bags?
Has Kevin ever asked you guys randomly if he smells?
Yes.
All the time.
Before he'll get on stage, he said to me when we were doing that
complex.
West Orange Little League show, you went, bro, I have such a complex. Please, God, tell me, do I smell?
I really need to see somebody. I need to see a shrink.
You better shower before you go.
But because shrinks, the rooms are small. Your odor is going to really hurt.
You know what you smell like? You smell like cologne, soap, and feet.
What?
No.
I'm telling you, even that right there
makes me so paranoid.
I'm just kidding. You can't smell the soap.
We don't really role play a lot on the Dumbfellas, but I feel like this is a perfect opportunity. So I'm going to be your therapist, and you're going to be you, and we're just going to see how that goes. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
That's weird.
It's nice. Did you come in? Did you book your appointment with me? What is that smell?
See, this is where the gun is already out, and it's pointed at my cranium.
I would like for you to sit on this couch, but please, let me put some paper down, because you have this odor about you.
See, I can't tell if you're joking or...
Well, I thought it was the wings, but
so
now I understand. Oh, the door is...
I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk out and leave.
Hold on 1 second, smell man. Who is there? Right.
Hi, Dr. Bumper Car. I just wanted to let you know that you're 2:30. Oh, my God, what is that smell? Sweet Jesus.
That's the smell of a beautiful Italian Irish
It's the smell of a newly crowned senator.
He's gone. You guys lost Kevin. The whole podcast was focused on the fact that we weren't going to break Maddie, and we've shattered Garifo.
Kevin, you don't smell. I do.
Just tell him I smell.
I can't believe you did
just
that. How far in are we? Should we start over?
No, we can't. We're 7 episodes in. We can't
like
just restart.
This voice, though, is Swedish Chef.
Nice.
No, the Swedish Chef isn't that. So anyway, now we're just Kevin, and what's your name? I'm going to make you leave, too.
No, I'm KP Burke, and I do have one story, too, so people don't think Kevin's not living his truth in this. McDonald and Carney, you guys were headlining the Tropicana?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
Rich,
we all went down.
Speak up.
Rich is just staring at you. Jesus.
Real quick, this is another Richless episode because his riding lawnmower broke down on the side of the highway, and he wasn't able to make it here. Oh,
That's But we were down there at the Tropicana. You guys were closing the show out down there. We had a really good time. It was cool because on the way back, I had my car somewhere in West Orange. So what I did is I parked it outside of a bar that Kevin's a regular at. And we went into a tent, and it was Football Sunday. We wanted to watch Football Sunday. So we go ahead, and we're enjoying Football Sunday or whatever, and Kevin looks at me at the bar, and he goes, during the middle of the – I'll tell you what it was. It was Jets-Giants.
Okay.
Jets-Giants were playing two or three years ago.
Okay.
So he goes ahead, and in the middle of the game, he just goes to me, he goes, hey, do I smell? And we had stayed in a hotel, and you know, like we had like a rough weekend or whatever. So I went ahead, and I told him, I was like, yeah, you're a little bit, man, but we're outside.
Oh, my
Dude,
God.
He left in the middle of the game, left me for an hour and a half, right? And then came back and, like, completely abandoned me. Left me at a bar with all of his friends and everything like that he worked at, out in a tent full of people I've never met before. And he was my only way out of there. And he just came back, like, 2 hours later, and he was straight up, like, straight up banaka. That's what he was, like, smothered in, dude. It was Calvin Cole shit down his throat.
Brother,
was
it a showered moment or just ran off and got banaka? Like, did he go home, shower, come back?
I think he went home, took a shower and everything else. I mean, came on back. We're talking Jets-Giants.
Yeah.
Outside the tent when... The one time I told Kevin, I was like, yeah, did we all smell a little rough this week? And then Kev bailed on me for 90 minutes.
I thought we had moved on from that car.
No, there are so many stories.
That car almost. You know what smells good to me?
What's that, buddy?
A pizza pie.
Now, I'm not even kidding. This is what I was going to say. What happens to me, we all have beards except for KP. All three of us have beards.
That's a good point.
And right? Beers.
Beers and beards. KP does not have a beard.
KP has two beards.
And we're at the Brown Bears.
You ever get something stuck in your beard after eating and think that that's what you smell like, but it's actually like pizza grease in your mustache?
Yes.
So.
But it's usually toothpaste.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. I've never put it on a pizza.
That's some aggressive. Toothpaste
always somehow manages to find its way. Or like Listerine remnants or dribbles.
In your beard?
Yeah. And it just
stays
there.
That's not a bad smell, though.
It's not a bad smell, which kind of throws me off.
So you think that you have your own camouflage in your mustache and you can't smell yourself.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you this in all honesty, and this is from moving forward. I have performed with you countless times. You have never smelled to me. You always smell good and fresh as a daisy.
That's beautiful.
Joe is also a smoker.
That's true. So he has
now our audience knows my deepest, darkest secret. There.
You guys never tell any smells.
No.
I mean,
do not.
I'd rather you do if I do.
Hey, anyone Full following at Shining Wizards Kevin or whatever on Twitter, don't tell him he smells.
Real
Please.
Comments only. Real comments
just
only.
Just keep it, because words hurt,
DM.
Guys.
DM.
Ooh. On the down low?
DM me if I smell.
Direct message.
Direct mail.
Direct I think message.
I
said down low. On the down low?
I ate wings tonight, and they were barbecue wings, and they got a little bit in my beard, and it freaked me out. So I went to the bathroom and, like, took a baby bird bath.
I understand.
Like, I hopped in the sink and was splashing around.
I don't That's not weird. Have a beard by choice. I've tried growing when it comes in patchy. Like, it looks like it's 70% floating.
You have the Cliff Clavin beard from Cheers.
Your beard is buffering for
that. Yeah, it really is.
Loading.
Like 70%. 70%.
That's not the first time you've had loading all over your face.
Oh. You know what I just heard that was interesting? Is
the fact that we're going to change the subject?
KP is Apache. 23andMe.
Oh, no.
You're terrible.
Come on.
That's a good joke, Bob. I don't
no, he said
one.
His beard was patchy.
Ah, Facebook Joe.
Alpaca.
Now, one weird thing. I don't know if, like, everyone here has beards. Did anybody? My father rocks the gray. I am adopted if people haven't picked up on it yet.
Oh, my God.
So
wait,
they
what?
Chose you, and that's a phenomenal thing.
So hold on.
I thought you were Apache.
I know we get told we talk over everyone a lot, but this is important.
Why stop now?
On the night of Kevin Garifo's birthday episode is when you choose to big time him and tell everyone that you're adopted. Who needs attention here?
He says
Not
it every episode.
Oh, he does?
I can tell you
I didn't know that.
Attention removed from him, so I'm taking on the burden of the insults.
He would be in the barrel if he could fit in it.
I'm a chubby Christ. That's all it is, guys.
Let me explain something to you. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
Everyone, God.
I'm turning KP everyone's mic off.
Rosé Natty's a little bit of a handful. All right, he had one glass of
rosé.
Don't do that. I listened to that episode, and when you started singing that, I took my headphones off.
The zombie?
Yep.
I will. So real quick, another thing.
Nothing.
We have been
quick.
Getting a lot of feedback from
Ooh.
People,
and we still
and
talk over each other.
One of the things. Well, that's one of them. Oh. But I feel like we're all cognizant of that, and we're being better about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Darren Patterson, who is a New Jersey comedian, a great guy.
He had a great set on Wednesday, by the way, our most recent show, over for the end of the season Oak Barrel.
The Joke Barrel?
Yes.
What did he say?
Over there across the street from this here Brown Bear Pub.
You know who runs that? The king of bar shows, Kevin Garifo, right there.
What did he say? Don't leave me in suspense like this.
Oh, he said he loved my singing. So, I mean, I don't know really, you know, but he said more, if we could do more singing by me of the Cranberry songs.
Just the Cranberries.
We said go deeper into their catalog.
In their library?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Huh?
You're doing Rosé Zombie instead of Zombie?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you want to punch
it's
him now?
It's so tone deaf that I never knew what song it was.
That really is tone deaf.
Remember I said it's I thought she was so saying not. Sorry, but she's saying zombie, and I didn't realize it until nowadays. Every lyric is up on every freaking piece of equipment that you own.
Here's a funny thing that this podcast has done, I think, is it's ruined our friendship in that anytime anyone has anything interesting to say on the phone or in text, what's the next response, KP?
Save it for the podcast.
So we now have... our friendship is just every fortnight.
Oh, Fortnite! Save that for next episode.
Oh, Fortnite! Hey, it just came out on the Nintendo Switch today. Who's got it? I do.
I don't know if you guys realize what is the name of the pizza place we just had pizza from, bro?
Johnny's
Pizzeria Goodfellas.
That was phenomenal. Birthday Johnny's in West Orange.
Yeah, 34 Main Street.
Well, we should so the Brown Bear's kitchen tonight is closed.
Yeah, they're under construction. They're having
some problems. But they did serve up some wings. And I got to say, KP, I agree with you. The best wings outside of my house that I've ever had in New Jersey.
Second best wings I've ever eaten. First best wings I've made myself. This right here, I'm going to tell you. And if you go back and listen to a previous episode, I made a mistake and said something. I shouldn't have said it. Those are freaking the best wings that I've had in Jersey.
You think you make the best wings?
I would love to have a concert.
So here's the thing. So I think I make the best
wings. This entire time, we've been challenging other people to bring their wings here to compete with Brown Bear. This entire time, you guys insist that you both make the best wings. Why haven't we never had just this conversation? This conversation before.
Rich won't let us.
Because
he's afraid of competition.
A lot of people, seeing as this is an audible medium, what you guys don't understand is while we're talking, we stare at Rich to say if we're saying all the right stuff. And if Rich gives us a face, we stop it.
And he says no. Right now he's shaking his head no.
But Rich is the Kim Jong-un of this podcast. We all make sure we're carrying on our duties as required.
That's why we all have the same haircut?
Whoa! We just blew up.
See, but like this... Wing off is actually doable because you're both here.
Wingling a ding off.
So like, asking a random fan to bring up their wings from somewhere else.
Did you just say axing?
Asking.
Yeah. And right now there's an ask murderer running around Newark somewhere.
I don't know what's going on.
don't get off topic on this one thing, Garifo, because Garifo is setting it up right now that you two might go head to head in a wing competition
and then put them up against Brown Bear.
Well, I got my wings, I said to Greg, I said these wings are delicious, and I said next to mine, these are the best wings I've had, and I think he might have taken that as a challenge.
Oh, he definitely did. He definitely did. I guarantee. Just knowing Greg, he definitely did.
I will crush.
For the listeners, Greg is the owner, proprietor here of the Brown Bear Pub.
Dear good friend of mine.
He's been very good to this podcast.
Yeah. So good.
We got to get him on some mic time soon.
Yeah. Brown Bear Pub, West Orange. Pretty good wings, not as good as mine.
So what I was going to say is...
See, now you're just being insulting.
They're phenomenal. But the pizza was good from Johnny's in West Orange. I think, hands down, you know, like when you're a kid and you're like, what's your favorite food? What could you live off of? What would you want? It's always changed except for one thing. Like, my favorite meal, I get it once a year for my birthday. It's Irish shepherd's pie. My mother makes it for me. It's phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
But if you were to say to me for the...
She's a guinea broad, is she not?
She's a half and halfer. She's as Rich calls her, a Jersey Italian. She's half Irish, half Italian. But there's nothing in the world I would... If I had one thing to live off of the rest of my life, it would be pizza. I have a gluten allergy, and I'm addicted to it. You understand?
Really? You're one of them?
I'm too gluten tolerant.
Glutaholic?
Does beer mess with you?
Glutamania?
Does beer have gluten?
No, I love gluten.
He loves it.
You're just addicted to it. You don't have an allergy.
He goes to the pizzeria and just says, hey, give me the gluten.
Nut?
And that's really
nut
it. Just give me gluten.
Give me a gluten with nuttin'.
I do a shot of gluten.
I had a former girlfriend, by the way, who had a terrible gluten allergy. And one time she was so accommodating as a human being.
Where is she buried?
That,
that was uncomfortable.
No, she actually had a pretty good line about it. That it was every time she goes out for, like, she doesn't want to be a person who's like fussy about where you take her. So she doesn't mention the fact that she has this terrible gluten allergy, but she also has IBS. So you're killing her on her first date.
All right.
So she can't hook up with anyone on the first date because she doesn't want to reveal that she has IBS.
All right. Well, for those of us in this room that
irritable
aren't,
bowel syndrome.
That's what it is.
Okay. There it is.
Irritable
bowel
syndrome.
Pretty much whatever I fed her, she was going to shit out in a vicious. Yeah.
She's like a bird eating shit.
I wonder if
like
that's
drop
what I
it right there.
Oh, God. I almost ruined the podcast.
Kev, when's the last time you took a solid shit? Be honest with me. What do they look
today.
Like?
Today.
Is it. Does it sound like you're peeing out of your butt?
Oh, God.
Sometimes.
And what's happening? Okay. Is this?
We're diagnosing Kevin at 35. You are a few years removed from needing a prostate check, by the way.
He just saw his.
You're like 10 years away.
He just saw. No, I go every week. He
Oh, no.
He gets it done in the alley behind the Walmart.
Yeah. He punches my card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're learning way too much about each
other.
Well,
you know what just happened that was weird is now we're so sensitive about talking over each other that we all just kind of backed away from our microphones.
Yeah, there's dead air.
So, wait, his psychologist just interviewed him. Do you think maybe his doctor should see how his IBS could be?
It didn't go well the last time, but sure.
Nah, I don't think we should do that.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you. I'm glad that you came in today. We are wondering, we were looking at your stool sample.
Nope.
What did you siphon this through? Did you?
Not happening.
That is probably why you smell.
Hey there, Dr. Patel. Hello, I see you have Mr. Garifalo in with you.
All right.
How is he doing?
All right.
This makes him triggered.
You guys are missing the key part where both of your characters are supposed to end the diagnosis by asking him for stage time at Brown Bear this summer.
I see you're having another show. I live in the area. I could bring out mad peeps.
Is that what
give me your
do?
Client list.
my God.
We were talking earlier, though, Joe, about a favorite food mm-hmm. that has always changed throughout the years.
Yeah.
All right, so with pizza, do you also evolve with what pizzas you like?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's seasonal too. It's like during the winter, I like to make my own pies. I'm not having that debate, right? I love making, that's how much I love pizza. I like to try and make
what's
my
better,
own,
your
my
wings
own
or your pizzas?
Ooh.
I don't know, man, but I'd love to have everybody over just to enjoy them. How's that?
That's
I don't have to brag
hey,
to have a room full of people enjoying
this,
them.
Huh?
So we should do a podcast episode at Joe's house.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
A
I'll
pizza,
make pizzas and wings.
A pizza podcast.
The, so during the colder months when I can put the oven on because it's specifically 505 degrees that I make my pizza.
Oh.
So in the winter when I can put the oven on and it's hot, I can do my pan pizzas. But during the summer and spring when it's warm in the house,
pants
I do
pizzas?
Barbecued pizza right on the grill. Dough right
on the grill.
I was
going to ask if you have
the
grill.
Oh, my God, bro.
Dough straight on the grill.
Dough straight on the grill.
Olive oil? What kind of oil?
Olive
oil
and Karen's Crazy Salt is my secret. You can only find it online right now.
But you oil the grill?
Yep. And no, I oil the dough.
Just
massage it real nice. And
that's right, because I do remember seeing a post on Facebook, first grilled pie of the season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it looked very good.
That is
good.
Correct.
Looked very good.
Now, do you have a downstairs bathroom at your house or just an upstairs, Joe? Because I have a friend that wants to come over, but he's terrified of the fire hose that's going to come out of him post-wings.
Post. Well, I have a slop sink in the basement. And shrubs.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, why don't you bring over your first girlfriend? She can just show us her IBS. We'll have a wing eating contest.
If it was the first girlfriend, that would be different, man. This is a recent one. And,
oh, really?
She won't listen to
what comedy festival are you following her to?
Did you buy her house yet? No, I just have to wait for Trump to get rid of her. That's all I have to wait.
Did you say Trump or Trumbull?
She's an immigrant.
Yeah. Actually, KP has a map of her homeland on his thigh.
Here's the deal. Hate this whole thing with the immigrant thing. But like my mother-in-law's an immigrant, and I would hate for anybody to show up at 402 Redford Avenue in Cranford and just to rip her out of her house and bring
her. Wow, do I have to edit that? I actually have to edit that.
It's not her real address.
Okay. Is it?
I do apologize.
No?
But toppings
no,
on
not.
Said pies.
Yes.
Your preparation is legendary. That's
so, this is the best thing that I've learned lately, and I thought, Natty, you make your own pie?
I have before.
So I take the Jimmy Dean, the sausage in the tube, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And I spread that out over the top of it raw, And it what I used to do was cook the sausage first and then put it on the pizza, and it was all dry, thinking that it wouldn't cook long enough because I keep the pizza in the oven for 22 minutes.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Long.
22 minutes, 505.
Okay.
In my cast iron pan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brother, I'm telling you, what it's got a perfect, the crust is outrageous.
What do you do to the pan? Anything?
It's just a seasoned cast iron pan. Okay. So it's, I did the whole canola anything. Oil thing. Yep, and not canola oil. What's it called, bro?
Jelly.
You can do any oil, but there's a specific one I asked for. Very expensive, though. Very expensive.
I can't think of what it is.
But if outrageous. I could.
It's not olive oil.
The most outrageous topping that I'm. Oh, okay. You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
The big sliced pepperoni, like the cold cut sliced pepperoni, not the little guys that they put on a pizza place. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Sliced apples and honey. Put the honey on when it comes off the grill.
Yeah.
Brother.
You're like a Ninja Turtle.
Wait, why the honey on after? Because if you put
then it doesn't. If I tried it once with it on it, and it just smoked the whole thing and like burnt the honey.
Yeah.
But if I put it on as it comes off, and it just seeps into the pepperoni and the apples, and you could do a Bartlett pear too.
Ooh,
oh my lord,
that's nice. I
absolutely.
Had Bartlett pear
a little bit
cider.
Of crumbled gorgonzola.
Crumbled
gorgonzola. Crumbled gorgonzola. It just sits there going.
You know that's what you say.
How come you guys don't
like me? Hey guys, I'm going to draw that.
Hey, I'm
going to
lick your face.
Gorgonzola.
Hey.
Can I tell you something? Oh, my God. No, John's listening. I'll feel bad. I'm not going to say nothing.
John's a good guy. And
I know John's a good guy.
You know why I'm saying that?
Why?
Because he's going to listen to this, and he's going to text me that I was being mean to him when, in fact, you guys are the ones being mean to him.
All I said is that it sounded like he said trumbled gorgonzola.
Yes. That's the meanest thing
Kevin,
you could say.
Kevin Garifo he is my witness. Kevin, do I own and love sneakers?
Yes.
You know that I own and love sneakers.
Oh. I do.
Trumbull stepped on a pair of my brand new Jordans once.
It's true. John, you did that.
I almost rifled them through the freezer.
He licked my face.
That same night. That was a rough night for John Trumbull. That was a rough night for John Trumbull.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. He stepped on my brand new Jordans. You
can
wash your face.
He licked my face.
Like his face.
Even with that smell.
Oh, why would you do that?
As I was talking to a dame.
No, he was. He was making time.
Talking to a chick brought over here.
Even a clock
Next
is
thing
right
you know,
sometimes.
I got a freaking Labrador Retriever looking up my face right in my eye hole.
So I don't know why you guys are so mean to him. I've picked him up from the airport before. I happen to like John Trump.
No, we're going to a concert on next Friday.
You're driving the trunk.
You guys are talking over each other. I'm just kidding.
All right, so that's actually the pear and the apple are outstanding toppings. That's way off the beaten path. We should have came to you last with this, Joe.
Sorry.
Everyone else is going to be dog shit comparatively. Kevin, weird.
We put
topping.
That on pizza.
But, brother, that's what I put on it. That's not, you know, that's my thing to put on
that's,
it.
I want that pie.
I can beat it. Go ahead. Just come back to me.
Skip right over me.
I can beat it, too.
If you want plain cheese, that's it?
Cheese, pepperoni, nothing fancy.
Is
onions.
Is that why your nickname growing up was Cheese?
No.
Uncle
that's
cheese.
Another episode.
We could do nicknames in another episode. You're absolutely right.
I like that. That's a good episode.
And Natty Bumper Car here, that's definitely his real name. That's not a thing.
Do you want to go now? Because I'm going to crush you, too.
Okay, I believe
we're actually kicking you out.
I actually saved the secret weapon for when you're done.
Okay,
I'm
relatively pedestrian with this stuff. I worked in a pizza place in high school.
Oh.
Rock and Roll Pizza over in Wayne. It's closed now, unfortunately. It used to be over by Skater Twirled. So anyway, it was a cool place. The guy was the owner of the place was the former drummer for a band called Rubber Johnny that opened for Alice in Chains on the road, and them and Bush. They opened for Bush because he had a good story about pissing in the same toilet as Gavin Rossdale.
This is the owner of the pizza place.
The owner of the place. Okay. It's, his wife was a super hot Filipino lady who was one of the meanest people I've ever met in my life.
You usually are
mean in a good way, like me love you long time.
Sorry.
She was aggressive. But that's also another time for another story is that is where the girl I casually dated who went on to have a very successful online career.
Every story of KP's revolves around a girl that he dated.
Yeah. That's
and an angry Filipino
I'm
lady.
So anxious to hear what was on this pizza.
Only angry Filipino. But this dude.
It was called
do,
the Angry Filipino.
He used to do, do caramelized onions with. Beer battered barbecue chicken.
Oh.
And it was pretty outstanding. And he would stack it. He would stack it though so it would be deep like a Chicago slice. And anytime he brought one out of the oven over there, I literally I made I think $10 an hour while I was there and it was a $5 slice. As he was pulling it out, I was handing him 30 minutes of my life to go eat that pizza.
He charged you?
He had to on the specialty slices. We made out real good on a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, nice. But, like tongue or?
It's, well, I mean, free soda.
making out really good.
Regular slices.
I got a joke.
If you had family that wanted to come in, you could eat it, but the specialty slices were important. So you made those for a week.
Imported?
That sounds delicious.
They were imported.
That's a,
yeah. All right. Now, I want to hear what you have because I want to see, I really want to have a food cook-off with you.
All
and
right.
I want to hear what you got.
So here's what I like to do.
Also, your kids should fight.
I take. It's not fair. His kids are in college. His daughter's
school.
His daughter's dating a leprechaun. I what's up? Hey ho! That doesn't make sense.
Give
to
it up for Greg at the Brown Bear Pub, 104 Harrison Avenue in beautiful West Orange, New Jersey.
Huh? Kitchen will be open tomorrow.
Nice. Kitchen will be open tomorrow.
This episode will be up in July.
Yeah.
So no, it's not that far. All right. So my pizza pie. What I like to do is I take the do the crust. No, nothing special there. Really, just basic crust. But then I'll take the tomato sauce and I'll mix it with a little chili adobo sauce.
Very nice.
A little heat, little depth, little smokiness to it. I'll do chorizo in
beautiful.
My cast iron, and then I'll take red onions. And then there's a little cilantro on top of that.
Very
after
nice.
After it comes out, obviously. And red onions also kind of cook down. So you're getting like...
Very
no,
nice.
And I don't,
you're getting
I,
layers,
I'll do,
I'm seeing, yeah.
I'll take the chorizo out of the pan and cook the onions in the chorizo fat. So you're gonna it's going to render down in that. And then
the
it's
fuck?
A like a...
Absolutely
what's
delicious.
What's happening with you?
No, I'm just, it's a lot of...
And then there's
yeah,
a,
the
like a crema, like a... not sour cream, but I can't think what it's called. But
creme fraiche?
Creme fraiche?
Creme fraiche kind
yeah.
of thing. Mm-hmm. And to knock the heat of everything else. And then like a cojita cheese.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's good. It's
so
good stuff.
Natty, what
my
you're doing, and Kevin
that's
proved
like,
this.
That's like gourmet pizza.
When
that's
I have friends
like
over and I have anybody over that I make this food for, Natty and I put the same amount of effort into the food that we're cooking so that when we like, bro, did you enjoy that? And you're like, yeah, it's good.
You just get, you
yeah.
want to punch them?
It
you
does
throw
because
the fucking
we don't realize
yeah.
Natty spent an hour
much.
On that pizza. Like the, yeah. my base, I have two that I want to tell you about, but the one that's been knocking it out of the park lately is so simple. And if you want a true, like how old were you when you were a delivery kid?
How old were you
a teenage
when you
kid?
Were?
When you were getting those specialty slices?
Junior in high school, yeah.
Perfect example. My daughter is a junior in high school. Her friends came over. My son had his friends over, and this is what they said is their favorite pizza. I have mastered the secret sauce from Big Mac.
THC.
Oh.
THC. So I make a Big That's Mac sauce.
Mayo,
dough.
Mayo ketchup.
Oh, there's a, I'll show there's you. I'll tell you later.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
It's
there
not,
is
it's
no
not
ketchup.
Just thousand,
sugar.
It's not just
Catalina.
Thousand Island or Russian dressing.
Ah. Yep, it's
wait,
not
what was it?
It, makes it red.
What was
yeah.
it?
That's a secret. Listen to the podcast, you'll find out.
But I'm on the podcast.
I line the dough. I line the dough in a cast iron pan
yep.
with American cheese and provolone.
Yep, yep.
Sauce, you know, regular tomato sauce, whatever you like to put on your pizza
yep,
sauce.
Yep.
Mutz shredded cheddar, okay? Mm. And crumbled hamburger
crumbled.
Chopped meat, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it comes out, diced, finely diced, sing the song and put it on top.
Yeah.
Diced onion, okay?
Tomatoes.
Shredded lettuce,
mm-hmm.
the Big Mac sauce, and then I do toasted sesame.
Oh.
Just to give it that sesame seed
so
bun.
You're no, making let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Do you use a knife or a spoon to get the Big Mac sauce off the burgers when you put it on your pizza?
I scrape it with a knife.
Scrape it with a knife. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. I could just picture Joe going to McDonald's ordering 12 Big Macs and then going home
the
and
meat,
just scraping
the
sauce on the pizza dough.
I'm a dude. She's a dude.
We're all dudes.
What do you think Jameson would say? No, I'm sorry. What do you think Jim Florentine would say about that pie?
That sounds pretty good. I don't know. Can my kid open for it?
it's like my favorite impersonation now.
It really is so
I
good.
Did an impersonation at work today that I immediately shot to this podcast because remember we were talking a few podcasts ago that none of mine are relevant or up to date.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of 20-something iron workers and they were pushing my stuff around,
wow.
like my gang box and everything. I was like, "Ho ho! All right, Norton, why don't you just push my stuff away?" And they stared at me. I was like, "That's you guys ever hear Ralph Cramden?" They're like, "No, but I'm sure my dad did." I was like, "All right, see you later, guys."
Aww,
yeah.
Being old the is fun.
The best is like Burke like does his Florentine impression when he's not even trying to do it. That's just like when he has like four shots of Jameson. That's just how
he
talks.
Just starts talking like Florentine.
Lowers my voice.
Yeah.
For a little while, I'm being serious too. This is when you do the. I don't know if you guys rehearse impressions. but I'll just do them like walk around the house or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm not an impressions guy. I'm not good at it. Joe Carney's actually fantastic. We bust his chops about it, but I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
But the thing that was happening with me was for a while I got stuck where my laugh legitimately became Ray Liotta's laugh from Goodfellas.
Shut up.
Where Kevin, tell me a punchline of your joke. Don't give me the whole joke. Just say a punchline to one of your jokes.
I was going
to
pay you in ponies.
You really are a funny guy.
Wow.
You got stuck doing that?
I got that. Was
first of
laugh.
All, is it still your laugh? Because that's dead on.
No, that
people are going to think you're messing. Like anybody who knows it is like, oh my God. KP just sat in the back patronizing me the whole time.
No,
you get it. You can hear that from the back.
The worst was one of the laughs I tried to do for a little while was De Niro in Cape Fear. And can you do that one, Joe?
No. I'm here, counselor. That's it. I'm here.
It's bad.
Yeah.
You have to start like a bagpipe misfiring.
Who's got a more labored fake laugh? Ray Liotta in Goodfellas or Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show?
Ooh.
Answer is C, Kevin Garifo during Johnny Watson sets.
Okay.
Oh my god. Wow. Face shot.
Yeah.
And with that, does anybody have any plugs for their comedy career? Yeah.
I do. I would like to start this one off if I can. I did think it was great that Kevin's shitting on someone and it came out solid.
I really don't. You know what's sad? Though, like, for some reason, he was.
What you just did.
It sucks because I don't really feel that way. It was just the first name that came to my head.
Everyone.
I would have said Gerald Benford.
Look who's backtracking. Everyone is, oh my God.
And it's true.
The end of the career.
I'm actually very excited. So when this episode comes out, it's actually, if I'm correct, it's going to be Thursday, June 21st.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the day before that, I am hosting the Brown Bear Pub over here at one of the outdoor.
Natty's
going to
put it out on Tuesday. He said,
"I want to plug these episodes. I want to plug that show in particular because I think it's a great show." But the biggest thing I'm very excited about, by the time we record next, I will know whether or not I opened or got bumped off the Colin Quinn show in June.
Ooh.
That's coming up this week,
like the
15th and 16th.
That's like the biggest tease that we've had.
Vic DiBattista is going to be the end of the month. That's going to be from now. I do want to plug a friend of our show. June 27th, I'm closing out our friend Alex Cedric's show down in Hoboken. And then from Thursday the 28th all the way to July 1st, which is a Sunday, I'm opening for Mr. Bread and Milk himself, Mr. Vic DiBattista, down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant. Going to be there the whole week with him. It's a big deal. I've only ever gotten one-nighters with him before. So
I did a webcast with him. I spent a whole day with him. He's a gentleman. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, man.
A true Jersey guy, I would call him.
Oh, yeah. I love him. Even though he's from Staten Island, born and raised.
Nah, that means you're from Jersey.
That's true. Jersey West.
Anything?
Jersey East. Yes. Friday night, June 21st, the Cranford Elks on South Avenue and Lincoln Avenue East. It is the McDonald and Carney Comedy Hour. I have Schaefer Ward. Ooh. I have Andrea Glazer. And I have the one and only one of our favorites here, Mr. Bobby Gaines.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Bobby Gaines. And this is what I'm trying to turn into a regular monthly show for the dumb kids, for the dumb fellows here to get us over there and do our thing, do some sketches and stuff. So if you guys can come out and show some support and they like it and nail it down, it's $10 online, $15 at the door. They got beers and stuff. Bring some snacks and come laugh with us because it's going to be a full fun night.
All right, so this episode's going to come out after the
The Fernandez.
It's going to come out after.
Yeah.
All right, so there's no need to plug that. But what you can do, guys, if you're listening to this and if you're a professional wrestling fan, please support my other podcast, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Last night, June 11th, the boys do a great show for me with WWE Hall of Famers Mick Foley, Jeff Jarrett, Road Warrior, Animal. And it's great. ShiningWizards.com. I would like to promote more comedy, but I honestly don't have anything lined up right now as this is recording. But just support the other show, support these guys and everything that they're doing at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram, Kevin Joseph Garifo on Facebook. And again, thanks very much for listening to this project. Thanks.
Booyah. And I am Natty Bumpercar, and I am hosting at the Tap House on June 28th for Mr. Scott Brennan. That's his show. He has a podcast also, the Verbal Shenanigans Podcast. And then more importantly, and none of you guys know this, but on July 22nd, your boy is headlining Tierney's.
Oh, shut up.
So look at that. Look who's moving up in the world. It's very exciting.
Have you been there, Nat?
No, I've never been there before, so this is going to be a big experience for me.
It's a great, it's a good room.
Is it okay?
It's a good room.
I've heard bad things about the guy who helps, what's her name?
McDonald?
Pat Runnett. I've heard the guy who helps with that is straight garbage.
No, they got rid of him.
Pat's the guy who runs it, and then there's that nice lady.
That's right.
Oh, the
nice older lady.
No, they got rid of the guy that was running.
That guy that's really mean to everybody.
Patty Tupper Cakes.
They got rid of the guy who was running on Sunday night. He was touching kids or something.
That's not what happened there.
This is off the rails.
So, yeah, June 28th, Tap House here in New Jersey, Scott Brennan Show. And then July 22nd, and I will talk about that some more the closer that we get. But I just found out, so I wanted you to know. And then, like Kevin said, also support my other podcast, The Bumper Podcast. We're at episode 327 or something. Comes out every week, so you can listen to that a little bit, listen to this a little bit, and it's going to make your life a ton better. So, again, go to iTunes, find us, listen to our episodes. We've got a nice little back catalog for you to listen to. Definitely subscribe to them because that helps us out a lot. Rate them, R-A-T-E. That was a rate.
Yeah.
Weird things in my teeth.
Free breakfast.
And what is it? Review them, rate them, all that. But just listen to our stuff because the bigger we get, the more fun we have with you guys. And if you have any questions for us, reach out to us on Twitter. That is Dumbfellaspod. And we're also killing it on Instagram. Mr. Kevin Garifo's doing that.
Trying.
And just reach out to us, and we'll get things done. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you.
Bye.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.